The world and the church are in crisis. Or rather, I should say, the church is in crisis, therefore the world is in crisis. For as the church goes, so goes the world. The church will always be above the world. When the church is spiritually healthy, the world benefits spiritually. I'm not saying there will be no wars, evil people, or tragedies. Those have always existed. I'm speaking of the spiritual health of civilization. If you like what you see, please like and share the video and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are someone. You can also like and follow me on Facebook, X, Rumble, BitChute, and Substack. My first book, Until the Last Penny, is available on Amazon both as an ebook and paperback. It's a fictional story of a soul's journey through purgatory, and it is unapologetically Catholic. Get your copy by clicking the link in the description. When the church flourishes, the world is strengthened. But when the church is in crisis, look out. We see this principle of as the church goes, so does the world, reflected in Scripture. In Matthew chapter 15, a Canaanite woman begs Christ to heal her daughter. Jesus replies, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She answers, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table." Moved by her faith, Christ heals her daughter instantly. Isn't it interesting that the image our Lord uses is bread, or rather the Eucharist? The bread belongs first to the children of the household, yet even the crumbs bring life to the world. The Eucharist, the holy sacrifice of the Mass, is the source from which grace flows into the world. This is why the Mass matters so profoundly. I believe the new Mass is part of this crisis. All grace comes into the world through the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and I believe the traditional Roman Mass expresses and communicates that mystery more fully than the Reformed liturgy. The new Mass is not as efficacious as the traditional Mass. The crisis in the church and the world was predicted in astonishing detail by Our Lady in the 16th and 17th centuries, shortly after the Council of Trent, through a series of apparitions known as Our Lady of Good Success. Our Lady said that the crisis would begin in the 19th and early 20th century. She predicted the moral decay of our society. In those times, the atmosphere will be saturated with the spirit of impurity, which, like a filthy sea, will engulf the streets and public places with incredible license. Innocence will scarcely be found in children, nor modesty in women. There shall be scarcely any virgin souls in the world. The delicate flower of virginity will seek refuge in the cloisters. Without virginity, fire from heaven will be needed to purify these lands. She predicted the rise and rule of Freemasonry. Unbridled passions will give way to a total corruption of customs because Satan will reign through the Masonic sects, targeting the children in particular, to ensure general corruption. Unhappy the children of those times, seldom will they receive the sacraments of baptism and confirmation. As for the sacrament of penance, they will confess only while attending public schools, which the devil will do his utmost to destroy by means of persons in authority. She predicted the moral laxity and scarcity of priests. The secular clergy will fall far short of what is expected of them because they will not pursue their sacred duty. Losing their divine compass, they will stray from the way of priestly ministry mapped out for them by God and will become devoted to money, seeking it earnestly. The Holy Sacrament of Holy Orders will be ridiculed, oppressed, and despised, for in this both the Church and God Himself are oppressed and reviled, since He is represented by His priests. The devil will work to persecute the ministers of the Lord in every way, working with baneful cunning to destroy the spirit of their vocation and corrupting many. Those who will thus scandalize the Christian flock will bring upon all priests the hatred of bad Christians and the enemies of the one Holy Roman Catholic and Apostolic Church. this apparent triumph of Satan will cause enormous suffering to the good pastors of the church. Secular education will contribute to a scarcity of priestly and religious vocations. She predicted a remnant would keep the faith and suffer for it. The small number of souls who will secretly safeguard the treasure of faith and virtues will suffer a cruel, unspeakable, and long martyrdom. Many will descend to their graves through the violence of suffering and will be counted among the martyrs who sacrificed themselves for the country and the church. And she also predicted a bishop who would restore the priesthood and defend the rights of the church. Therefore, pray insistently, without tiring, and weep with bitter tears in the secrecy of your heart. Implore our celestial Father that for the love of the Eucharistic heart of my most holy Son and his precious blood shed with such generosity, that he might take pity on his ministers and bring to an end those ominous times and send to the church the prelate who will restore the spirit of her priests. My most holy Son and I will love this favored Son with a love of predilection, and we will gift him with a rare capacity, humility of heart, docility to divine inspiration, the strength to defend the rights of the church, and a tender and compassionate heart, so that like another Christ, he will assist the great and small without despising the more unfortunate souls who ask him for light and counsel in their doubts and hardships. Could this prelate be Archbishop Lefebvre? Archbishop Lefebvre himself thought it was at least possible. In his homily at the 1988 consecrations, he said, "And Our Lady prophesied for the 20th century, saying explicitly that during the 19th century and most of the 20th century, errors would become more and more widespread in Holy Church, placing the church in a catastrophic situation. Morals would become corrupt and the faith would disappear. It seems impossible not to see it happening today. I excuse myself for continuing this account of the apparition, but she speaks of a prelate who will absolutely oppose this wave of apostasy and impiety, saving the priesthood by forming good priests. I do not say that prophecy refers to me. You may draw your own conclusions. I was stupefied when reading these lines, but I cannot deny them, since they are recorded and deposited in the archives of this apparition." Our Lady of Good Success predicted a crisis in the church that would begin in the second half of the 20th century. This is undoubtedly a reference to the Second Vatican Council and the promulgation of the new Mass. Archbishop Lefebvre founded the SSPX to preserve the traditional priesthood, the traditional Mass, the traditional sacraments, and the traditional teaching of the church as it had been handed down before the Council. That certainly seems to fit the description of the prelate spoken of in the prophecy. Of course, it could be talking about the great pope who is to come, but it doesn't say pope, it says prelate or bishop. Whether Archbishop Lefebvre was the prelate foretold by Our Lady of Good Success is not something we can say with certainty. The archbishop himself refused to make that claim. He simply acknowledged the striking similarities and left others to judge. It does make sense that the Marian apparition that predicted the crisis in the church would also predict the one bishop brave enough to stand up to it. But we can say this. Our Lady made predictions specifically for our time, naming the 20th century. We have witnessed confusion in doctrine, a collapse of morals, a dramatic decline in priestly and religious vocations, and countless souls drifting from the faith. So hold fast to the Catholic faith, cling to the traditional Mass, pray the rosary every day, support faithful priests, teach your children the faith, and never lose hope. Because one thing is for certain, the restoration of the church will come through the very few who held fast to the traditional faith. Until my next video, God bless.